Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I hope you're doing well. We're up to personal branding part three. Some people find themselves without a personal brand, doing what they love, and therefore they need to take what they are doing and what they love doing and brand it and bring it to the world and decorate it and present it in a way that can be consumed. So in other words, for example, I would say Richard Branson started his career, in as a journalist, selling books, and suddenly the books took off, and then things took off, and then money started to come, and then he had to brand himself carefully so that he became the face and the icon of Virgin. That's very important. Another one example of that would be Steve Jobs. So we go back a long way when people built something and then had to put their face on it and then had to build a personal brand to reflect it. There's another group of people who are working in reverse. They are a brand, they are an identity, they're happy with who they are, and they're trying to build the business on the back of that. And this is more difficult because very often our sense of self, our self-aggrandizement, can get caught up in our vision and our fantasies and our hopes and dreams, and actually can ricochet off something that is traumatic to us. So, for example, we might go through a difficult period in our life of health, or we might go through a difficult period in our work and say, I never want to do that again, and bounce out of that and become like a self-employed individual, an entrepreneur, and we say, around me, I'm going to build a brand, and I am the brand, and here is my brand iconification, and they start looking for logos, and people start looking for clients, and they go out there building that brand, and they have no real product yet, but they're trying to build it on the back of themselves. This is really hard because that's the ego driving down the street at 100 miles an hour. And it's hard as a coach or as a consultant to work with a person who has this proposition because you don't want to get in their way. They're like a 747 or 7, whatever the latest is, taking off down the runway, and heaven help you if you stand in front. And yet you want not the plane to take off before it's ready. You don't want them lifting off the ground with all the rockets fired, but the plane isn't going fast enough because it will end up landing again. So creating a personal brand can be in, as I said, one of two directions. One, you can be doing something and then suddenly realize you're doing it so well that people want more of it and it needs a face to that brand, and you have to brand yourself and brand your identity to match the thing you've built. And that's really easy, because the thing you built has got momentum, it's already lifted off. What's lacking is the narrative and the core values and the leadership that and the visionary nature of the individual, such as Branson and what have you, that keeps the brand in its momentum and becomes the face of the brand. And then you go back and say, well, what built it? What built the product? What's behind the product, who's buying the product, who's consuming the product, and you get to actually exemplify everything you love about it. So when you love something enough, it becomes successful. And when you love doing it enough, you don't actually often think about you being the iconification of the brand. You just build it, and the love of doing it integrates your values. And then one day you have to extract your values in order to put them out as a brand identity. And so, as I said, those situations, if that's what you've got, are quite easy, because then we look at the business and the clients you've got, look at the sort of work you're doing, and then build your iconification of your brand around you, so that you represent what you've automatically endorsed in the building of your business. The other option is when you're sitting there and you're an employee and you want to become an employer, and you say, it's time for me to step out, and it's time for me to build something. And it's really hard, because the courage and determination it takes a person to step out on their own requires a bit of bombasticness. It requires a little bit of je ne sais quoi, a bit of punch. And it's fair enough to say that the obstacles are enough without having someone say, I doubt you're going to succeed. So, in other words, try to slow you down on the runway. And so I think in this example, where you're wanting to build something on the back of your skills and your identity and your history, it becomes really, really, really important to get to the right speed before you take off. And I would say that sort of thing happens when you start to soft launch a business rather than hard launch it. You might find a rainmaker client. You might find a way to do something on the side while you do your main job, while you remain an employee, and then you become an employer. You might find a few testing environments where you might launch a product and something small and just see how the internet works and how social media works, and you might try it down that way. But typically what will happen is a person will get wound up with a rebound. They'll bounce off something as an employee and say, right, this company is making too much money on my back. I'm going to go and make that money on my back myself. And forget that the product, although you are the product, you're delivering the service, it comes backed by the values and the integrity and the history of the business you work for. So when you become that 747 heading down the runway and you think you're ready for takeoff, I think it's always wise to pay somebody outside of yourself, maybe two or three people outside of yourself, to be in the cockpit, to make sure that you're not launching something that gets off the ground but doesn't stay off the ground. So many people have come to me over the last 45 years with businesses they've got, they've been able to launch, and we can all get something going. If we can all launch our first client, we can all launch our first product, we can all launch into the future with our skills and what have you. But sustaining it, holding the energy, being able to deal with calamities, being able to handle a bit of pushback that comes, being able to go through a dip, being able to handle a bit of a downer, or some client getting angry, or the competitors invading the white space to keep you out of it. And so there's a lot of variables that need to be carefully looked at in personal branding when you are launching something that doesn't already exist, and you are the product, you are the face of the product. I think character is built in that way, that we would launch something that doesn't exist. We start a new business, or we buy a business and start running it, and it's not what we would call successful, and we want it to be successful, and we become the leader or the icon of the business. But you have to remember, in these cases, your brand has to be consistent with the money lender, the bank. It has to be consistent with the client, the customer. It has to be consistent with the employees, the people who work around you. And it very much has to be consistent at home. So if you suddenly come home and you're bigger than Cleopatra or bigger than Ben-Hur out there in the world, and you're telling everybody how fantastic you are, and you come home to fish and chips and someone at home who doesn't believe in you, it's going to be very, 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 very hard. It's going to be almost rifting. And quite often, during the launch of a business, people become pregnant. It's a very interesting thing that when we're under exciting pressure and we're stimulated with the possibilities in the world of something going right, pregnancy and fertility goes up. So it's because it's a very powerful a drug, the concept of success, the attraction of success and the attraction of victory. is a drug. It produces all the right chemicals for fertility. So, look, I think today I just wanted to say that let's divide the world in two compartments. Those who have a business that needs an identity, and that's really safe. That's the safe way to do it, to start something and get it going, and then start to say, now I need to enhance and build and integrate my personal brand outside the business into the outside world, because it's now there's momentum starting and people are looking at me. It's in the other way, which is I'm working for a company, I'm an employee, I want to start my own business, which is absolutely gold. It's really important if you're going to do that, to make sure that you pre-script that brand to make it sustainable, and you don't start making promises of delivery, promises of outcomes, and promises of timing that are exaggerated on the basis of trying to recruit people on board with a brand, a personal brand that hasn't quite found its own feet yet. So there's two pieces of advice. I think that's no different to talking about meeting someone in a relationship. If you overpromise in the first week, it's going to be a long journey. This is Chris. Have a great day. Bye for now.